Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Listen to these words from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. You shall have a song, and the night when holy quietness is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Holy quietness before the Lord. How long has it been since you just got alone with the Lord and you just said, Lord, speak to me, and just got quiet before him? That holy quietness before the Lord sort of arrested me. I think it's good just to be quiet and listen. One of the reasons I like to get up early in the morning, and I'm usually an early riser. I like to read. I like to pray. And I like to listen. Just allow the quietness of the morning. That's one of the reasons I like springtime and summertime. Because I can go out on my deck and enjoy the morning and enjoy the songs and the sounds of the morning and the quietness of the morning where I live. Now, you may live right next to a highway and it's not quiet. I just enjoy listening at times and allowing God to speak into my life. And I think it's a good habit to develop. And if you haven't developed that habit, it may be a little challenging to you to try to be quiet because your mind sort of runs all over the place. Just keep bringing it back and say, Lord, I want to be quiet before you. So why don't you try that today and enjoy it. Have a good one. And I'll look forward to being with you tomorrow.
I hope you're enjoying and benefiting from these daily devotionals as much as I am. I really am having fun doing it. I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me an email?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.